Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to them people.
Mad ethnic right now.
I get it how I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it.
Wait a minute.
Y'all don't really get it. I pull up in a lemon.
Wait a minute.
Blocks get to spinning. Money 3D printing. Never had a limit.
Wait a minute.
Never been religious.
Wait
I just always had opinions. My daddy told me, listen.
Wait a minute.
You better get some money and
wait
I die, go to prison.
What?
So you see, yeah, I got rich and stay free. Free the dogs doing BIDs. I know everybody not like me. Hey, got a nerd who want a Bentley for a birthday. I said maybe I could rent it for your birthday. Matter of fact, I need a favor for the remix. Maybe I could get some 50s for your birthday. Hey, get the sneakers for your bae. Say we talk but we ain't speaking a day. And I know you know what P about to say.
Bath salt, bite speakers in the face. 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 Bath salt, bite speakers in the face.
I get it how I live it. I live it how I get it. Come to motherfucking digits. I pull it with a lemon.
Wait a minute.
Not cause she ain't living.
Wait,
it's just your
minute.
Eyes get acidic. And this ain't
wait,
a scrimmage.
Wait a minute.
Motherfucker, we ain't finished.
Wait,
I told
wait
you we
minute.
Won't stop. A nigga by the business.
Wait a minute.
Like yours, but you rent it. Wave her low to the top. Nigga, the bay wrong guy.
Wait a minute.
Tell the paparazzi get the lens dry.
Wait a minute.
Got the window down top, blown live.
Wait a minute.
Got the hazard on the Doom 5.
Wait a minute.
You could catch me, free, in the new LaFerrari. And the truck behind me got arms, yeah, longer than LeBron. Just waiting for my thumb like the Fonz. Woo, the seat tastes like lunch, but it's running from veneers and it's running from the front. But every day, hey, well, lemonade, I was afraid. Once a nigga graduate, would I be okay? So I played and I played. It's Rihanna, nigga. My constellation is space. Worst seed, the spark and chase, nigga.
Bath salt, bite speakers in the face. Bath salt, bite speakers in the face.
He ready.
Okay. All right, so we aired our first show, and I think the feedback that we got was great, and we appreciate everybody that listened to us and gave, you know, their comments on the site. We appreciate those, and you guys continue to listen to us and tell us how we're doing over here. So we appreciate that support, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Most definitely.
Okay, so that's what's up. What we're going to do right now, you guys, we got guests that's going to be coming up in here with us to chat and chit-chat around the round table tonight. So I'm excited about that. And I'm going to bring our first guest into the studio. We have Big Poppy here, and we're going to bring him in here to chit-chat with us. How you doing? Yo.
Hello. Hello.
What's going on?
What's good?
We're glad to have you here. We're excited to have you over here on Real Talk Roundtable. If you could tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
I'm Hassan Bradley. I'm calling out of Jersey. Some people call it Dirty Jersey. I just say Jersey. I don't know all the other shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I say how I feel it. You know what I mean? So that's how it go. I'm here to talk about whatever, but, you know, keep in mind, I keep it 100. I say how I feel it. So, you know, it's what it is. Good evening to the ladies and the fellas online. Much love. So let's do it.
Okay.
I know that's right.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. K.Esco, we got you on the line?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
K.Esco.
What's happening?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, yes. My name is Kenneth Crockett, but my name is I go by Kenny Crockett, and I'm very open about speaking my mind, and you know, sometimes people where I live at think that I shouldn't be doing that, but if it deals with Trump or anything deal with black people, then I'm open my mouth.
Okay.
I did also too. I'm an ex DJ. I'm a bass player, conga player, and so you know I'm getting ready to jump back into the radio game. I was the first DJ here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, to set off close to a riot because of the police brutality. I did 8 shows and then was thrown off the air.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah. So listen, since you're wanting to speak your mind, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the first topic of the evening, and I'm going to let you voice your opinion on that.
All right.
What we're going to be doing tonight is kind of like doing a forum and a vote on this particular topic, and it is, should abortion be outlawed in your state? And if you do believe that it should be outlawed there, are there any exceptions to the ban against the abortion right? So what's your thoughts on that?
Wow. Well, okay. My thoughts on that is that I believe every child should have a chance to live. But I believe every child should have a chance to live even if they don't know their daddy, because I never did. My daddy never was in my life, so I grew up without my daddy, but every child should have a chance.
Right. Okay, so you're saying yes for banning abortion.
I'm saying that they should. Abortion should be outlawed because I think it's a genocide of the black people.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your thoughts, and we're going to get into it on our forum. And thank you again for calling in and voicing your opinion on the show.
All right.
Okay, you guys, we're going to get into this topic, and then we're going to have K. Esco come on and give us some inspirational speaking this evening. But I did want to get into this topic. Do you think that abortion should be outlawed in your state? And if so, do you have an exception? And we're going to start with the God Hey Rule.
Hey, you know, I mean, it's like I don't believe that, you know, abortion should be used as a form of protection or, you know, for lazy people or nothing like that. I don't think you should be able to, like, well, I ain't gonna use no condom or no type of protection. I'm just have sex if I get pregnant, you know what I'm saying? I have an abortion. At the same time, you know, I mean, I respect a woman's right to choose what she do with her body. You know what I'm saying? Although I do feel there should be a provision, because there are many situations in which women are having one night stands, kind of break, whatever the situation is, and they get pregnant. Now, it's some dude, he just wanted to, you know, get his rocks off. She wanted to get her rocks off. That was the understanding. They don't know nothing about each other. And 9 months later, a year later, she pressing that, I need you to pay child support, you know, accept your responsibility, you know, and all this type of nonsense. I think that a law should be actually passed that says, you know, that a man has 30 days, man, to, you know, either accept or reject his rights as the dad. And then the woman should have the rest of the time to decide whether she want to have a baby or not. Because, you know, I've had friends come to me and tell me they were pregnant and, you know, they didn't really know what to do. And my decision has always been, if you feel you can raise this baby with no help, not your mama, not your daddy, your sisters, your brothers, the baby's daddy's mama, cousin, nobody, just you, you know, base your decision off of that. As far as like outlawing, as far as outlawing abortion, I'm not for that, because I understand that people gonna get abortions, and I don't want to see people going to people's houses and having people giving them some bootleg ass pills and shit, telling them this is gonna cause you to have an abortion or none of that nonsense. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, I'm for better education. I'm for people teaching their kids, man, what abortion really is about, man, and the effect that it have on your soul. If you can bear that and live with that, then it's like I'm all for it, you know. But I respect a woman's right, man. It's like, who am I? But at the same time, don't come to me about no child support if I'm telling you I ain't on it, because it's a double standard.
Right.
It's a double standard. Yeah. A woman can abort a child without telling you nothing, and then she could have a child and tell you got to pay. You know?
Right.
So it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Switch up the double standard. Other than that, man, I'm not for outlawing abortion at all.
Okay, so we got one yes and one no. Okay, Ms. Nat, what is your state?
Okay, so I would have to say no as well. I'm bouncing off of what the guy Heru said. You know, I definitely believe that every child should have a chance to also live. At the same time, you do have a lot of women who will just have sex with whoever, you know, get pregnant. They don't want the baby. They run to get an abortion. That I'm not for. But with that being said, you know, I really do feel like every woman should have her right to do what she wants to do whenever it comes to her body. And who am I to judge? You know, there's certain situations like possibly rape, you know, I've never been in that situation, so I can't say that if I were raped, I would want or not want to keep that baby, you know, so who am I to judge certain situations like that? And I just really feel like every woman has their own right. Who am I to judge? You know, I'm going to let the higher judge, you know, handle that and take myself out of it.
Right.
Period.
Okay. All right. That's two no's and one yes. All right. Snipe, what are your thoughts?
Oh, you know I'm saying no on this. I really don't even think this should even be in the topic of a bill, laws being passed anyway, because women have choices on what they're going to do with their body. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes it's like Ms. Nat says, you have rape going on to where it's a decision that do I have a kid or do I not have a kid? Majority of the time, you like, no. And then everybody has sex nowadays, and it's going
right.
on and everything. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
this shouldn't be in no law book at all. You see what I'm saying? This shouldn't even be in no law book. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a hard choice on everything. Kids has a life, and we should always respect that. But then it's like, oh, you got this no good dude going around. He just want to have sex with you. And the next, and the next, and the next, and the next one, and don't care. And then you sitting with decisions to make, but you never even liked the dude. You see what I'm saying? So it's
right,
hard.
Right.
So I say it's a no on this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now that's real.
All right. Okay. All right. DJ Sergeant Rock.
Man, you know, like the guy Haru said, man, you know what I'm saying? Every woman got the right to choose. You know what I'm saying? Now, do I think it's wrong? Hell yeah, I think it's wrong. But I also think it's wrong for, you know, a person to bring a baby into this world and then neglect that baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it just ain't gonna work. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I understand girls that have abortions, you know, don't want to have kids right now, but at the same damn time, you know what I'm saying, you got to look at your conscience. You know what I'm saying? You know, is your conscience going to let you have this baby, or is your conscience not going to let you have this baby? And I understand that, you know, that's a tough decision to make, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a tough ass decision, because not only do you have to deal with the fact of, you know what I'm saying, having a baby, going through 9 months, and then, you know, it's 18 years, you know, you got to deal with that, but when you have an abortion, you got to deal with your insides being played with, you know what I'm saying, and doctors fuck up. I'm sorry, but doctors fuck up every day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I don't agree with it, but I do stand with the God, Haru. I think every woman got a choice with what they want to do with their body, man. Trio.
I feel you.
Okay, then. That's what's up. All right, be him.
Okay, I can't say yes or no, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like everybody been saying, pretty much. My thing is, if my 14-year-old daughter come to me and say she pregnant, we going. Because you a child. I'm not finna raise your child.
Right.
I'm raising y'all.
Right.
I'm not finna raise yours, too. This year, you decide to go lay down and make this baby. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, we could... You know, your kids out here doing what they want to do anyway. No matter how much we structure them, they still going to do what they want to do. Now, a grown woman, 20s, 20-year-old, now that's a tough, you know, I don't agree with that. Because you know better. If you didn't want to have no kids, if you don't want to have no kids, then you know what you shouldn't be doing, period. Or be more safer with. Even being safe don't mean you ain't going to have no kids.
Right.
I'm just saying, if you don't want to have no kids, you need to be celibate. You need to go to church, be a nun, all that. You know what I'm saying? Well, you don't want no kids. But if you know kids in your future, or you feel like, you know, later on down the line, you need to try to be better with yourself instead of want to get pregnant and then, oh, I'm going to run to the abortion clinic and
right.
get rid of this baby. You know what I'm saying? It ain't this baby's
right.
fault. So why you want to do this baby that? Why you don't want to give this baby a chance? Now, older women, that's a decision. That's a decision within themselves too, because some older women get pregnant. You know, sometimes it just happens. You know, like, hey, I was unsafe or I was wild one night, and hey, this what happened. You know, now,
right,
do you want
right.
to raise a child? Do you want to be, when your child turns 18? Do you want to be like 60 or something like that, trying to raise the rest of the way, 18-year-old or whatever, you know, now, you know, some people might go then, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it's so many different scenarios in should I or shouldn't I? Yeah, it is a tough decision. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I've been to one that's people standing outside of them. You know, you got people who protested, mm-hmm. you know, but that don't stop nobody from going in if that's what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. it don't stop nobody from protesting. So keep protesting. I don't know. I can't say yes or no to it. Just, you know.
Okay. Undecided. Okay.
Hey, excuse me. I know we're going around the circle, but I want to give the brother opportunity to clarify before he get that bad press, because it sounded to me like you were saying if your daughter at 14 come home pregnant, you don't take her to the abortion clinic. I want to know.
I mean, as a parent,
no.
We're going to sit down and we're going to have a discussion. We're going to sit down. I'm her daddy, and I'm going to sit with her mama. And we're going to sit down, we're going to sit her down, we're going to have a discussion, and we're going to talk about this, because I'm being very serious. I don't care who say whatever about what the hell I said. I meant what I said. I'm telling you right now, if my daughter 14 years old, she shouldn't be out here doing it pregnant. I'm not. No, she can't raise herself. She can't take care of herself. What do I think she's going to take care of a baby for? That's another body that I got to take care of. That's another body that I'm. That's another responsibility for me. That's another responsibility. Now some parents may say, "Hey, oh my God, my baby pregnant." They could be all happy about that. Your baby 15, 16, running around here, belly big as hell. No, I'm not cool with no shit like that. I don't. I'm not. And if my daughter at 14, I've said 14 because my daughter is 14. You understand what I'm saying? So.
Okay, well, DM, this is kind of a spin to that, and this is just a scenario now. Okay, this is your opinion, and you're strongly opinionated about it. So let's just say this. Would you still stand behind that as firmly? Say this is just a scenario now that this happened, and this was the discussion that you had, and you guys went through with the abortion. Okay, say by mm-hmm. the time she's 22, you know, something terrible happens, maybe a car wreck or something, and she can't have children after this. Would you feel a certain type of way as a grandparent that the only shot you had as a grandparent you passed off on it because she was 14? I'm just asking.
Nope, because I never questioned God's divine for whatever. I never questioned God's reason for what he did. I never in my life will do that ever. So if that scenario was to transpire like that, it could only be, I mean, you can't have no more. It may be a lot of people. I don't know this answer. I'm asking the question. If anybody knows the answer, please say it. How many women in the world has that? I mean, is like that? Can't have kids. How many women do anybody know? How many women do you know that just can't have kids? But what's the reason why they can't have those kids? Is it a freak of faith? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Anything that's to me, that sounds like a freak accident type shit. Like,
but no,
you have an
I wasn't
accident and then
I wasn't referring to God's decision. I was referring to your decision because you would have made that decision, not God. I wasn't talking about
it. No, I'm saying that. Yeah.
I'm saying
I understand what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. I would not. I still would not.
Okay, that was all that I was asking. That was just a throw out there question. But that's what I wanted to know. And okay, that's cool. So now we're going to hear from our guest co-host, Big Poppy. What do you think? Should abortion be banned in your state?
No. I feel like my other brother said that it's definitely a woman's choice. All well and good. That's your body. Do as you please. Even though it's a part of me in you, it's still your body, so I respect that. Whether I agree you should get it or not, at the bottom line, mm-hmm. it's your choice. Because I've been in that situation where I didn't want a female to have an abortion, and she had it anyway. And I've been I've been in that situation where females, I was like, okay, you get an abortion? Okay, cool, I agree with it, because one, I ain't ready, and I don't want one with you. So I'm good with that. I'm good with all that. But here's the part where I agree with the brother. It got to be a two-way street. You can't tell me I have no say-so in being a father, and then at the same time have no say-so when I have to be a father. You can't have it both ways. My choice is, like I said, women is different. When you give birth to a child, you have the maternal instinct. That child is linked to you. That's why when a woman is neglected to a child, it's worse than a man, because that baby was in you for 9 months or whatever. Part of you. So when you neglect a part of you, you are the worst human being around. But when a man is a father, he's just a bad man, period. That's because it's a moral choice with a man. It's a natural choice with a woman to be a mother. It's nature.
Right.
You ignoring nature when you're a bad mother. So by all means, so if I'm down with being a father and you say you want to get an abortion, it's fuck me. But when you want to sit there and say, nah, you're going to be a father anyway, whether you like me, whether you need a baby, whether you can afford it, and then you go ahead and have a baby, I'm stuck. I got to be a father. Regardless.
Right.
It ain't the baby's fault. So I think a man should have the choice to sign over his rights and say, look, I ain't want to be a father. She wanted to have it. Her choice, my choice, and I can walk away. You know what I'm saying? That is my choice that I'm going to have to live with. I'm going to have to live with, just like she'll have to live with if she gets an abortion. That's something she got to live with. So give me the choice to be a man. Give me the choice. Okay, my oldest daughter, I don't have no regret. I love her. She's my other half. No problem. I didn't even know she was even being, I didn't know that the chick was even pregnant. She came along and said, hey, I'm 7 months. I found out from my aunt, I'm 7 months pregnant. I didn't have a choice. I had to step up and be a father to a female I wasn't even talking to no more.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even talking to her no more. We wasn't even talking no more. And she knew how to find me and still didn't tell me. So I had to be a father. I don't regret being a father because I love my girls, but it's what it is. But if I met her earlier and I told her, I don't have to go have an abortion, she can laugh at me and walk away and see me in child support in 9 months.
Right.
That's how that goes.
Right.
That's just how it is. I'm all for it. If you want to get an abortion, your choice. It should be my choice of whether I be a father. So my answer is, go ahead. Abortion should stay. If a woman want to get an abortion, let her go right ahead. But that's her choice. I just think they should add laws in there for the man, too. You know what I'm saying? We count, too. We're alive. That's as far as what my man said about what he would do with his daughter, that's his choice and his child and their family and their life. I know there's plenty of people who are very religious who like to refer to God and everything. Look, that's your decision. God gave you free choice no matter what religion you went. God gave you free choice.
Mm-hmm.
And his choice is with his child to go to an abortion. That's his choice with him and his child have to both live with. Even if he wanted to divorce, his daughter say no, he can't drag her in there and make her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He can't drag it in. That's still, even as a little girl, she has a choice like a woman to say, no, I ain't doing it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I never said
that.
And
here's the bull crap with all these hot stuck up people who want to put abortion is illegal. Let me tell you something. Let one of these rich congressmen, white men somewhere get some woman pregnant on the side. I guarantee you they'll find a place that's going to give her abortion. I guarantee you.
Okay.
If anything else, in this country, anything else they don't feel you should have as a choice, smoking weed, whatever, they found a way to legalize it. Remember, all through this country, read your history. There was a time where alcohol was illegal. They called them bootleggers. They found a way to drink, ain't they? They found a way to have it in bars, right? These people are rich. These people are rich off of liquor in their life. That's why they became rich in the first place. Look at the same thing in all the way down the line. Anything from cigarettes that's killing people, that's legal. Anything you want out
there,
weed, they say weed is bad for you, but yet these states are finding a way to legalize it and make money off of it now. It's all different. Abortion, all these abortion clinics and stuff, you better believe people are getting paid. You know what I'm saying? Everybody need to get off this whole moral thing, like I said. You can point fingers and say, this is immoral, that's immoral. Come on, it's real life.
I would love
to sit there and live in a perfect life. I would love to live a perfect life where I'm super moral and everybody else is super moral. But that ain't realistic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you all moral, you wouldn't need religion. You just all walking around with morals. Who cares?
Right.
It's just that simple. So, let's keep it 100. What that man, if anybody got a problem with that man with doing his daughter and his choice he made for his daughter, my issue is stick a middle finger up and tell him, like, look, this is my child. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fuck you. I'm doing it. This is me. You know what I'm saying? And his daughter still has a choice to say no. She probably sitting a little girl scared as hell, like, what am I going to do with a baby? I'm 14. Daddy saved me. Okay, we're going to go off to the abortion clinic. You know what I'm saying? She might regret the decision later. He might regret the decision later. But after, you can't go by what you're going to think about 10 years from now. You got to think about what the present day, what you got to live with right now.
Right
now. At 14, you're going to be dealing with a baby. 14, him and his baby mother going to be taking care of it. You know whoever got a pregnant, it better be a 14-year-old dude. He ain't ready for it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? I got two daughters. You know, I'm grateful one is 19 and gay, so I ain't had to worry about that one. I don't know what sexual orientation my 12-year-old going to be, but God had mercy on the soul of a little boy who get her pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing is it should be legal. Yes. I mean, it should be legal to get an abortion if you have that choice. Because if it wasn't for abortion, there's no telling where I'd be. I'd probably have more kids than these NBA niggas.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Wow.
I'm keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying? I belong to a bad club. I belong to a bad club.
So that's
what it is. So
okay,
I keep it 100.
Listen,
that's
you guys, this is a hot topic, and we got callers on the line, and I'm going to take a break right here, though. We're going to take a breather right here. We're going to come back and get back on this topic because I haven't said my piece yet, and we have some callers on the line. So you guys hang on tight. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back in just a second.
Where can you find a burger inspired by flavors from near and far that mixes the smoky with the sass of the South? Combines the sweetness of summer with the tang of the country for savory, sizzling, unexpected flavors. Well, you can find it at McDonald's. The new Bacon Smokehouse Burger. It's the newest flavor of the signature crafted recipes by McDonald's.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this? And what about this? Ha! Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
It is nice.
Yeah, but are we a van family?
Are we a van family? Of course you are.
The van just talked.
Sales guy, give me your foot. Is it magic? No, it's a Pacifica. Come on in.
Allow me to do a little self-promotion. Check out all these features that I got up in here.
It also comes in a hybrid.
Yo, what's up? Van life. You know you want it. What are you waiting for? Let's get on the road.
But does it ever shut up?
Get me off the lot, baby. I will sing to you on the way home. Pacifica!
Girl, you standing right there looking so amazing. Oh, so I thought I'd say something. Oh, I thought I'd say something. Oh, I thought I'd say something. Oh, I thought I'd say something. Yo, I thought I'd say something. Girl, you standing right there looking so mad, don't make her mad, don't make her mad.
No.
Gotta buy her a bag, buy her a bag, buy her a bag.
Oh.
She say what I'm looking at.
I'm looking right there at you. Then why I'm not saying that? Cause I'm thinking about fucking
what you.
Thinking about touching you.
Thinking about
loving you. Thinking about cupping you.
Thinking about
rolling a blunt or two. Cause I thought I smoked, son.
Yo.
And she wanna smoke too. We can take vacation.
Yo.
Open your eyes, we land on the moon. Girl, you standing right there looking so amazing. So I thought I'd say, son. I thought I'd say, son.
I'm a legend, perfect picture for an independent lady. Got me thinking about what I'ma do to you. If you pull up on me, you got a nigga waiting, contemplating. Said she not from the city, but she been out here for a minute. Used to stay in Philly. Wanna ride in the building and take a trip around the city. Whatever you wanna do, baby, I'm with it. She said where we headed to, what we finna do. Whatever you wanna do. I said where well, you just came from. She just came from a photo shoot. She asked me what's why I ran. I said that mean I'm rich nation. That's another conversation. I'ma tell you about it, just be patient. Really just looking at you, looking beautiful, wanna know where you come from. Telling myself, can't let you walk off without take off telling your song. Rolex on your wrist, a plain Jane. Walking stallion in some ball, man. Hold up, baby, you just one more thing. So beautiful, forgot to ask your name.
Girl, you standing right there looking so amazing. Oh, I thought I'd say something.
I gotta say something. I don't know where she came from, but I know she a stallion. Fuck it, I'm about to go say something. Say something, say something.
I'm about to go say something.
Excuse me.
What is your name? When your birthday? What is your sign? So is mine. All of these bitches, so why you want me? Whoa, baby, slow down. Hey, baby, I ain't gonna play. I'm attracted to the curves on your way. When you with me, you can feel safe. Your hair and nails and your bills paid. I'm not gonna leave you the wrong way. I'm not gonna feed you the wrong place. Show you manners like my mama say. You might meet my mama just one day. Tuxedo won't feng shui. Smoke a blunt in peace, gun dick. Celine on her from the runway. One of one, only one man. Girl, you standing right there looking so amazing. Oh, I thought I'd say something.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
What's happening?
Okay.
Shit, we back.
My chick.
Yeah, we back.
We back.
Okay. We are on a hot topic tonight, you guys. We are talking about abortion here. Should it be banned or not? And we got Kate got Esco in the building. And what are your thoughts on that? Do you think abortion should be banned in your state?
Well, I think that it should be regulated a bit more than it is right now. I don't think they should ban it. Because it's absolutely a woman's right to choose what she wants to do with her body. But I do believe that there should be regulations. For example, if a clinic is noticing a person coming in for an abortion every 3 months, maybe that person would no longer have access to that privilege except in an emergency situation where it's life-threatening circumstance or something in the in case of incest or rape. But other than that, it should absolutely be the choice of a female, whatever she wants to do. I also think that, bouncing off the brother, that idea of, having that 30-day sign-off, I think that there should be a consent. Where it's a matter of should... You want both parents, you want them to be able to sign off on the abortion. I think that's fair to the father. I'm not saying that a father should be allowed to sign his way outside of his responsibility, but at the same time, if you're going to have an abortion, I think that the father should be involved in that process, at least to say, okay, I'm okay with this. But that goes into a real gray area because, I mean, I hate to say it like this, you know, because I'm a man myself, but it's some terrible dudes out there. And I've seen people be real petty, you know, to each other, and there's an innocent child in the middle of it, and people are real petty. And so that's a gray area that more than likely would have to be hashed out in a courtroom. But I don't think you just outright banning it, because there is a safety issue involved. I mean, abortion has been happening for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's been happening safely for maybe the last 50 years. So to take that structure away for a person to be able to have a way to be out of that responsibility in a safe way, versus people going to XYZ, you know, back alley abortion, taking some chemical remedy or something.
Right.
You know, you don't want that. You know, I'm from, for lack of better terms, a third world country. And down there, they used to just take a wire hanger and try to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's old pimp stuff right there.
Right. You have a lot of babies that were born. Yeah. And you have a lot of babies that were born deformed with all kinds of issues. I mean, and to me, that's cruelty.
Right.
You know, So I believe that regulation is necessary. I believe that a safe environment should be necessary. But I don't think you should take that away from people to do. So, you know, that's just my two cents on it. It's a way bigger topic than I'd be able to fill in a 30-second soundbite. But that's just, you know, that's just I'm thinking about it right now. That's all.
Okay. Well, as far as my opinion goes, I don't think that people should just be willy-nilly with it. You know what I mean? It's like certain situations, I have empathy for people, incest, rape, and things of that nature that you don't really have control over, then But the fact that you just made a mistake, well, people make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? But you never know the life that you're taking. What if that was going to be the person to save the world, just quote unquote, just, you know, just throwing the shit out there. But I'm just saying, you know, that's the way I think. I like to think ahead.
I mean,
I'm one of those type
fair.
Of people
I
that plan.
I understand that, but you can't think like that neither, because you wouldn't make no decision if you go, what if? This, what if? The what if rule can go a long ass way.
It's the pros and cons.
I understand, but check this out, baby. Suppose you won't turn down a dude. Like, what if this dude came on you with some disrespectful stuff and tried to talk to you? What if, you know what I'm saying, if you would have just ignored that and talked to him anyway, y'all would have lived happily ever after, had a kid that could cure cancer. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go with the what if factor.
A one-night stand.
The what if factor. Exactly. You can't go by the what if factor when you make those decisions. And what the brother's saying about petty people, you got to understand there's some petty women out there who are having kids just to hold on to you.
True.
They have a kid for money. There's some women who have a kid who is side piece. She's like, well, he gonna leave her one way or another. I'm gonna be in his life forever when he had his baby.
That's real though.
You know what I'm saying? There's women who poking holes in condoms to trap a dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You cannot go by this big world of moral decision. You got to go with what is right and wrong. And it is wrong for you to have a baby you ain't ready for. It is wrong for you to make somebody else have a baby you ain't ready for. It's basically holding a gun to a man's head and say, look, she gonna have this baby, you gonna have to deal with her for 18 years. Regardless, if she's crazy or anything like this, you know what I'm saying? It's
mean, but that part doesn't like come into play when you're sleeping with that woman. Like, none of that is running through your mind when you're sleeping with that woman. Like, there's no responsibility for any of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hold up, hold up. You a grown woman. Any dude you ever had sex with, you really think he was worthy afterwards? Come on.
I thought he was worthy afterwards. It's the fact of whether I knew he was worthy from the beginning, because I don't just
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That is a given.
All right, guess what? Well, for people out there getting a divorce, and for people who want to get married, guess what? Don't do it because you don't know what's gonna happen in the future. You don't know. When you lay down with a woman or a woman lay down with a man, you can't tell this person is nuts. You can't tell if they're going to be a good friend. You can't tell if they're going to be nuts. Listen to me, Barrett. You're taking from somebody who done been engaged three times and failed. You think I wanted to waste money getting three engagement rings? Hell no. I didn't know that. You know how long people you know how long people let you introduce you to their representative until you meet the real them?
That is true.
Real motherfuckers. That's real.
Women and men whoever listening. How many times y'all been engaged or you been in a relationship with people and you remember how they told you how bad their ex friend is and all that stuff? And then by the time that relationship ends, you're like, well, now I see what that motherfucker hated you for. Now I see why. I'm telling you, I've been in a relationship where a woman was telling me how abusive her baby father was and everything else. And then when she swung on me, I was like, well, now I see why he smacked the shit out of you, because you was fucking nuts. You're like, this place
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So when I choose, listen to me, I wouldn't have chosen my baby mother, my first baby mother. She wasn't my choice. You know what I mean? She wasn't. How many women out here with deadbeat baby daddies? He was Mr. Love and Sweetheart and my baby. Oh, that's bae. And then all of a sudden you have a kid by and you're like, oh, this nigga ain't shit as a baby father. Mommy, you don't know. Nobody's gonna come to you and tell you that. When you about to stick your dick in or a woman about to fuck this dude, they don't have this warning label. By the way, I ain't shit. By the way, I'm gonna be late in child support. Or by the way, I'm gonna hold your kid over your head, make you pay for stuff, and get my nails done.
Well, damn.
What the
bathroom sound?
Right?
The bathroom sound. The toilet bar flush.
Okay, we got Connor on the line. The last four digits, 8605.
But no, it's the Black Larry King.
Hey, Jig. What's going
hey,
on,
it's
man?
Hey, boy, Jig Chronicles, the Black Larry King. I'm in the building.
Boy,
Real Talk Roundtable. What's good?
What's happening? What's good?
Dry Hard Radio.
Hey, I
want to
chime in on the topic. Because I wasn't going to say nothing, but hearing these responses, I press one quicker than the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Okay. If I can get the floor, please.
Okay.
But no, check this out. This 100, this is how I really feel. I feel like it's a bunch of bullshit. Shouldn't that be outlawed?
For real.
It's a woman's choice. Since day one, it's a woman's choice. Her body, her choice. You understand what I'm saying? It shouldn't be no stipulations. It shouldn't be no restrictions. It shouldn't be none of that. You understand what I'm saying? Because I feel like women have abortions for different reasons, whether it's financial, it might be health reasons. You know, I read somewhere a woman had an abortion just because she didn't want to get fat. Now, was that vain as fuck? Or was that wrong as fuck? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's her decision. It's her body. You know what I'm saying? So how you going to put stipulations on a woman's body? You know what I'm saying? So it's so funny that y'all brought this topic up, because I want to say today I was seeing that on the news, and I'm like, what kind of shit is that? You're going to put stipulations on this woman's body? You know, so my whole thing is, it's all about a choice. And I keep hearing everybody saying, well, every child deserves to live. truth. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, children don't ask to be here. Anybody right. on this line, before y'all was born, did you ask your mama, "Mama, go fuck daddy so I could be born"? No.
No.
Right. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So kids don't ask to be here. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like at the end of the day, it's a woman's choice. You know, I think he was saying something about, you know, where after a certain period in the pregnancy, you shouldn't be trying to get an abortion. I really don't know a parent that's going to try to get an abortion at 6 months while she's pregnant anyway. Now, she might want to give
right.
her child up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if
right.
it's before you out of your first trimester, women, I feel like it's whatever you want to do. I support it 100%.
Yep.
You can't put no conditions
mm-hmm.
on
okay.
shit like that. And your damn show can't
right.
pass no law on some shit like that. That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This supposed to be the land of a free. We can't do shit now. You know what I'm saying? So now
mm-hmm.
y'all going to put provisions on
okay.
when you're supposed to have an abortion. So I just think
right.
it's a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I want to shout out my boy D-Ham real quick, too. You know what I'm saying, bro? I respect you 100%. You know what I'm saying? And what motherfucker do in their house, another motherfucker might not do. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do
right.
what's best for your family. In your
that's
household.
Right.
So I respect you to 100%. You understand what I'm saying? But no, I don't
true.
Think it should be outlawed at all. You know what I'm saying? It's a woman's
wow.
choice. It's her body.
It ain't law.
It shouldn't even be none of that. That shit sounds stupid, actually.
Law,
just to be
yeah.
honest with y'all, that's some stupid ass shit. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's woman's choice all day long. Point blank, period.
Right.
I think it's the opener to a lot of things that's going to be banned. Like, a lot of
right.
our freedoms and rights are being taken daily, little bit by little
mm-hmm.
bit. But we're focused on other things. You know, there's so much
really?
Other things going on that nobody is paying attention to what's really happening. People are getting snatched from places, just, you know, blink of an eye, they gone, never hear from her again. A whole plane of people, two or three planes of people come up missing. Nobody know where them people are. How the hell 200 and some people on the plane, everybody got a cell phone and don't nobody know where nobody at? Stuff like that don't
exactly.
make sense to me.
For
you
real.
Know what I'm saying? So it's just something that, you know, we all need to think about and stop and focus on what's happening in our everyday lives and not so much what's going on social media all the time.
Oh.
Because it's a lot of
yeah.
misinformation there. It is some facts mm-hmm. there, but it is a lot of misinformation there. So that's my thoughts on it. And, Jit, we appreciate you for calling in. Now, tell everybody about Grind Hard Radio and how they can listen to the show and give us a scoop on Grind Hard Radio.
True.
Hey, that's what's up. And I ain't going to hold y'all too long, man, but make sure y'all check out Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio show on the internet, every Tuesday and Thursday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., you know what I'm saying? Y'all can check us out at our official website, which is groundhardradio.com. You know, we do guest interviews, giveaways. We have hot topics just like y'all guys. But to really explain the show, you know what I'm saying? If Love and Hip Hop and 106 and Park had a baby and put that shit on the radio, that'd be Ground Hard Radio. So I think that's an extra incentive for y'all to tune in to the show, because it's not always about the guests. You know what I'm saying? It's not always
right.
about the guests. We artists, too. We
yeah.
in the entertainment business, too. So you get to follow our story
right.
every Tuesday and
okay.
Thursday night. So make sure you check
yeah.
it out. And I salute
right.
y'all. And I love the show. You know what I'm saying? This was an epic show, and y'all had an epic premiere last week. You know what I'm saying? So
thank
salute.
You,
and I'm y'all number one supporter.
Wow.
Thank you,
man.
We
love
that's
you.
Love.
I love y'all.
That's love, baby. That's love.
Salute.
That's love.
True.
Ride
or die, baby.
Trill.
I'm going to tell y'all about Dick. Dick is one of my mentors when I was first doing radio. Him and Terrence, they got me and just kind of like started to mold me to be a radio host. And I would pay attention to his shows, and I would love to listen to his shows at night. It was just crazy over there. So, like, everybody need to check those shows out on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because it's where it's at. It's where it's
okay.
at. Okay. Okay. Now, this is what we're going to do now, because we've had such a hot topic and everybody gave their opinions, and basically everybody agreed that it should not be banned, that like that is a woman's right and a person's right to decide
right.
what they want to do. And so those rights should not be taken from us at any cost. So we all agree on that for sure. So
yeah.
We're going to get into some inspiration now, and K.Dot Esco is going to give us a little bit of poetry. So we're going to listen to it right now. So you have the floor.
All right. Y'all give me a moment here. Let me get myself situated. All right, here we go.
Get situated.
They want us to close our eyes, want us to believe their lies, want us to be quiet and smile, want us to shuck and jive, keep calm and obey your master. Our burning hearts beating faster, another disaster. They want you to forget and listen to your pastor while they murder your queen and want you to look past her obscene scenes with shattered dreams. Shots to the head, they say he was fleeing, a sad state of being, scared to call 911 unless you're European. And meanwhile, the media tells us to comply and maybe we won't die unless your name is Rice, because in 2 seconds you might get hit twice. Whatever you do, don't you dare run away. You might catch 8 like Mr. Scott, or catch a tough break like Mr. Gray. Point blank, if your name is Sam, they watch you bleed, laugh when you say you can't breathe. In the land of the free, where burning CVS is a sin, but they still took Mr. Roof to Burger King. See, I don't want to be a hashtag. I don't want public memorials and candlelit vigils. I don't want rose-filled monuments and historic quotes overlaying broken images of words I never spoke. I don't want CNN panels and thousands arguing about whether or not my life mattered. I don't want expert analysis and blurry camera views of edited footages behind closed doors, lost in dark rooms. I don't want questions of my past on biased news. And he was no angel from church pews. I don't want cries of justice and what can we do? You see, we've been here before. Ain't nothing new. Hashtag get mad. 3 days in the news. Next headline. No charges, no laws, no different views. So let me save you the time and tell you something you might not hear in the news. I am more than a hashtag. I am unapologetically a proud black man, educated in many fields of life, from collegiate halls to bullet holes in walls. I have walked with royalty, ate food with the homeless, and talked to former slaves. I have educated and saved lives, taught to remain humble and love life. Oh, and by the way, don't let them tell you nonsense about suicide, because even that demon I survived. I have spoken to God and danced with the devil. I've been a father, a brother, a son, a cousin, a best friend. I have witnessed miracles through these tired eyes. I have purposed my days to help others see the sunrise. So if that time ever comes where my eyes no longer see the sky, don't let me be a hashtag. Instead, go change something, make a difference, so no one else has to die. Selah.
Trill.
Oh,
Trill.
That was a good one. Oh, God.
I like that.
Now that's Trill.
All right.
I like that.
Yeah, that was very inspirational.
Like oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what's up. Okay, you guys, we have our second guest co-host coming into the building. Lynette, how you doing, girl?
How you doing? Hello, everyone.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on, baby?
Nothing.
We are so glad to have you here, and thank you so much for calling in to Real Talk Roundtable. And take a minute and tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
My name is Lynette. I'm from St. Louis. there's nothing much to tell. I'm in nursing, 44, and getting ready to go back to school. Yeah.
Wow. Hey.
I'm just never telling you like I'm doing nursing.
Right. Okay. All right. So now what we're gonna do right now, DJ Sergeant Rock. I think you got some say that or spray that you about to get into. Tell us what's going on.
All right.
What's going on?
Say that or spray that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is the portion of the show where we take a track from anywhere and I get the thoughts and the opinions of the panel. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do right now is we're going to play this track, all right? And when the track is over, we're going to come back and I want to see. I want y'all honest opinion on this track now. All right.
All right, here we go, you guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your horse. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now can't nobody tell me
to get everybody's honest opinion about
okay,
this song, right?
Don't play that again.
Okay. Look, wait. All right, we're gonna start this thing off with D Ham. What is your honest opinion about that record?
Oh, man. I can't even lie, man. You know, my daughter turned me on to that song. I ain't gonna lie. My daughter turned me on to that song. And it is a dance move to go to that song. And my daughter trying to teach me the dance move to go to the song. So I think it's a very dumb song, but, you know. It works. This is a very stupid song, but it works.
Okay. All right. See.
Don't play it again on this show, though. Don't play it no more. Girl. Don't play it no more.
Wait, we not. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Night.
Y'all ready? I'm not taking no motherfucking horse nowhere. I'm sorry, y'all. So, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm rocking with the beat only.
Right. God damn.
The beat, that's it.
Oh, that's all I can rock with is the beat. But I'm not rocking with no horse. No, we're not doing this.
Nah.
All right, Miss Mack.
You know your ass is wrong, Reba, choosing this song in the first damn place. Like, now he knows he's trying to play with us tonight. But, all right, so listen. On the real shit, though, when I first heard the song, it wasn't even the song itself. I had saw, like, the videos that everybody was doing to it, and I honestly thought it was, like, a parody or something. I didn't even take it serious at all. But then when I started listening to it, I mean, yeah, the song's stupid as hell, but it works. It's catchy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad that y'all didn't play the version with Billy Ray Cyrus, because he came in and put some stank on that song. I don't give a damn with nobody.
Well, God damn. It's the same damn song, though. He ain't do nothing but re-sing the lyrics. It's the same song.
Well, I like it.
It's not a remix. It's the same damn song.
I like it.
Lord.
But, Lord.
Praise God. God damn, Lord.
It's catchy.
All right. God, hey, room.
All right, listen, man. This I'm gonna say this right here, right? I hate y'all playing it because it's stuck in my head again. But at the same time, man, keeping it 100, the boy got whole bars and a little pump. So, one is way better than Gucci Gang, 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 Gucci Gang. Shut up, shut up. You dig what I'm saying? Besides that, man, the boy structured a hit song. So I'm going to salute Lil Nas X. You dig what I'm saying? And say this song is the eye. You feel me? It might not hit my playlist, but half the shit out right now don't hit my playlist. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And go. The boy is at the top of everybody's charts, man, and Billboard.
Oh, God, does that mean anything anymore?
Right.
Well, now.
Yeah,
Lil Nas had the number one song on Billboard, and then they snatched it off. So what do y'all think about that?
I think that
the music has nowadays been turned into such trash, anything is a hit now. You can make anything now. I mean,
I don't care about what my parents used to do. Keeping it 100. The formula that this young dude just used is the same shit, man, when motherfucker was listening to Ache It, Break Your Heart was on everybody radio station. It's the same formula, man. What I'm saying is you ain't got to like the song. I'm just saying this right here. I don't personally like the song. I'm talking about context. The same dude that got motherfucking that Gucci Gang, Lil Pump, Extension, all them little young colored dreadhead motherfuckers, man, with the face tattoos and shit. The little motherfuckers. The little Wayne Dookie songs. You dig what I'm saying? They pump that shit. All I'm saying is they have my. This is what I'm saying. There's no reason for us to debate because this is my opinion. You feel what I'm saying? Whatever your opinion is, when your turn comes, that's going to be your opinion. My opinion is undisputed to me. It's 100% right to me.
Okay. Is it my turn now?
Yeah, it's your turn now.
All right. Instead, we're not debating nobody's opinion because everybody gonna like whatever they're gonna like, no doubt about it. But let's just call it for what it is. When you see all these trash songs coming out, they be hit. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. Nowadays, you can go in the studio and say anything with a beat. All it takes is five heads to it, and it will be a hit. And then when you get these dudes in the studio and you say, "All right, freestyle for me," it sounds like somebody it sounds like trying to talk.
The thing that makes me mad
is that the guy who interviewing him, he's supposed to be like, you know, his opinion supposed to, you know, hold a little bit more because he in the industry, he around people, whoever it is on any radio station, whatever, or any radio, he don't have the balls to look at him and say, "Yo, you trash. You trash. You trash." I'm saying, he don't have the balls to just say, "You trash." He don't have the balls to say, "I respect that you're doing it. I know you getting your money, bro. Keep getting your money. If they buy it, keep doing it. But let's just be honest with each other from man to man. You are trash. You are trash." I look at your lyrics. All you got to do is get Amazon. It'll show you all the lyrics. And if you say it back to yourself, you feel like you're a special need kid.
Can I chime in on that real quick?
Let's be honest.
You
yeah,
do.
Because
no,
we
hold
do
on.
Need to
I won't
move it on, you guys. We got other stuff
go
to do,
ahead.
But we do need to get everybody's opinion on this. So, DJ Sergeant Rock, who's next up?
You got the flow, dog.
Hey,
okay.
I just
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to chime in on that. A lot of times with these interviews on the radio or whichever, a lot of times there's politics involved. And if you go out
true.
And you diss artists, you might find yourself blackballed from interviewing that entire label.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a line that they have to walk. And plus, a lot of times what people don't like to talk about, a lot of times those things are paid promotions. They call it an interview, but really they paid them $1,500 to come and promote their album.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you would be literally breaking a contract if you were to say what you really felt. Trust and believe. Somebody who's actually had an experience in that. It's a lot of politics involved in when you're dealing with promotions and albums, especially for new music. It's you can't really speak your opinion. You really can't. Just trust
it's
me.
True.
Hey.
It's true that.
Unless your name is Charlemagne and you got like your whole following, but otherwise, nah, it don't really go like that. And even he can't really speak his opinion.
Every show I did, I gave a dude.
Shit, it don't stop him.
His beat was raggedy. If his studio was raggedy, this motherfucker lyrics was raggedy. I told him this shit was raggedy. I asked him why he couldn't get water from
him.
You dig? Go listen to
okay.
All was on Tweety B Central that I did. I'm not gonna hold it. You dig?
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it 100.
Hey, we need more of that.
Okay,
we
saying,
got
what you saying is actual factual. That's actual factual, old man, on network radio. It's actual factual.
Lynette, what you think about it?
I'm not a personal fan of the song. my daughter is. I have a teenager, so I have to listen to it every now and then. But I'm an old school person, so a lot of people don't listen to the music itself. Most of them go by the beat. They don't listen to the lyrics. So
right.
Personally, that song shouldn't. You know, it shouldn't even made it to radio.
Right. Okay. Tweety B, what you got, baby?
I'm crying over here.
Well, I'm just going to be honest, you know. I'm going to be honest. When I listen to it, my right cheek, it moves by itself. It moves by itself. I don't know what he's saying, but the beat. It make my right cheek just move by itself. It just automatically start moving. So I agree with the guy Hey Roo about the concept. And when you're an artist, you in making a song, it has to be complete. It has to be a complete song with a message, you know, a package. Like some of these songs are all over the place. Like the verses don't even go with the choruses. But that's
right.
The actual complete song and what the industry world looks at as a song. So in that aspect of it, yes, my hat's off to him because you passed the test that a lot of people still haven't got. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In making a complete song. But as
right.
far as me playing it every
right.
day, no, because I'm not country, you know. I'm not a fan of country. Country is suicidal music to me. Like, I don't want to talk about that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
So that's my
God,
that's my man. Thoughts on it.
Okay.
So what is the verdict, DJ Sergeant Rock?
We're going to spray that.
Spray that.
We're going to spray
that.
Okay.
To be sprayed.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, we all go through our little things in our relationships with love and this and that, and we don't really know how to handle the person all the time. So we have a specialist here. The guy Hey Roo is going to be telling us how we can handle this thing. So, Matt, I believe you may have a question for the God Heru tonight.
Yes, I do. And I'm really anxious to see what he says about this because, you know, he's the sensei, you know, so
right.
I'm really excited about this. Okay, so listen, y'all. So y'all know we live in an era where social media has taken over everything. I mean, every day you wake up, you get online, you know, you got ass, vagina, penises all up in your face. Okay? So now with that being said, the God Heru, I want to know, first of all, it's a two-part question. Does social media hinder relationships? And more importantly, do you feel like it makes it difficult for people to stay faithful in relationships because of social media?
I think social media gives people, first off, social media gives people more access to people. Therefore, you meet people who have more things in common. For instance, if you grew up in a neighborhood with all black people, never venture out your neighborhood, never go nowhere, the chances of you marrying a black person is almost like 99.999%. However, social media gives you access to more people. Social media doesn't hinder or help anything unless you use it properly. Social media affords you the opportunity to communicate with people better. It helps long-distance relationships for us. It gives you opportunity to video chat or, you know, come into contact with. However, if you're an insecure person, you know what I'm saying, the social media is going to feed into that jealousy. It's going to give you negative feelings. It's going to make you feel insecure if you already have insecurities because it's always going to be ass on there. But my thing is, it's just because people want you don't mean they want you. You know, everybody. You're going to see the chick over there, man, with the chicken bones in the background and the panties. And she going to have like 1,000 likes. You dig what I'm saying? Just because.
That is so true.
Yeah, so
like,
with the chicken bones. That's not a standard. But it's, as far as like how you use it, it's like I think it's a wonderful thing, man, actually, because it gives you an opportunity to meet people that you wouldn't ordinarily have had an opportunity to meet. At the same time, like I said, it's how you use it, what you're using it for. If you're in a relationship with somebody, you already found who you're looking for, then you have to manage yourself and your own behavior on social media, because it's like it's going to be a dude every day telling you how fine you is and you know how lucky your man is and you know what I'm saying? I just want to be friends and oops, I didn't mean to send that dick picture. I was an accident.
How would that be an accident?
You know what I'm saying? Or
accident.
You know, or I know I just said I wanted to be friends, but you so special. You so perfect, you so special. It's like, man, if you would just give me a chance, I could do everything for you that your man ain't doing. You know what I'm saying? Which usually just means sex. You feel me? If you get to tell him about them bills you got, you know.
You know what?
I just can't. Question mark. You there? Hello? You feel what I'm saying? But I don't really feel that it has, like, a great effect on every single person. I feel like social media is what you use it for. You know what I'm saying? The same thing. People with businesses, how you use social media to promote your business can either help or hinder your business. So social media can be a wonderful thing. If you got your butt pictures on there, man, and then your business information on the next picture, and you got some kind of business that's not in the sex I really think it could give you to communicate with your mate, your partner in different ways. It gives you an opportunity to show them things, to share things with them, to, you know, give them an idea who you are by tagging them to post or, you know, adding them to groups or different stuff so they can see the same things that you see. So it can be very helpful. But it could also be.
But what about the trust issue? If there's no trust, what's the purpose?
I mean, the whole thing about it is from the gate, I trust everybody from the gate. It's just layers. When you walk down the street every day, when you get in your car and you drive down the street, you trust somebody not to run a light. You dig what I'm saying? Sure. When you get up out your bed and walk through your house, you trust your kids not to have set the house on fire while you asleep. When you walk down the street, you trust people not to slash your throat while you're walking through a crowd of people. Trust is something that's your choice. It's not their choice. It's your choice. You dig what
I'm saying? I'm saying based on social media. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people do different things on social media, but if you're with this person every single day and, you know, basically y'all live with one another, worth the trust, especially if you don't, you know that they're not doing anything wrong.
I mean, I don't feel it's an issue. Like I said, trust is a personal choice. If you trust somebody, you don't. That's not hard. That's the simplest thing in the world. You trust them or you don't. The problem is people have people addictions. People also go through the struggle of not learning how to heal themselves before they move on to the next relationship. You got men and women who have been in the relationships for 10 years with 20 different people and have punished each one of them people for something that happened in the very first relationship with the first dude. You dig what I'm saying? Everybody's house, emotional house, ain't big enough for you to store all that baggage that you dragging along. You dig what I'm saying? Sometimes people should be single. Have a good time. Remember what flirting and dating and having fun is.
Mm-hmm,
relationship is the goal. It's not, you know what I'm saying? They don't start the game by giving everybody on the field a touchdown. You got to flip the coin, then hike the ball, and then march down the field. You got to get first downs. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, then, you know, the other team get the ball. So it's like you got to go back and forth. You got to build a relationship with somebody. You got to establish the basic stuff. You got to have trust, respect, communication, common goals. You gotta have those things. People be getting in these situationships. They be, hey, you cute. I like your picture. Hey, that's a nice post. Tag me to that. Hey, you doing? What's up, bae? Oh, hey, hey, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's my woman, man. Stop commenting on her pictures. Nigga, what you doing over here? That's mine.
Right.
That's what we do. And then it's like you in a whole situationship with somebody you don't know nothing about. A brother said it earlier, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it's one
thing. Well,
if you listen to a lot of my older shows, you'll hear me saying the same thing. People will introduce their representative to you, and that person will be there, man, you know, selling you the car, you know, everything. And then once you sign the contract, it's like, move. I'm watching the. But,
okay, so listen. Let me say this right quick, you guys. Did we get the question answered? Because we got like two more things
that's
to do, and
I'm
trying to get everybody in tonight. So okay, that's what's up. All right, now D Ham, name that verse. What you got for us?
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. D-Ham.
D-Ham. Okay, D-Ham may have left the building. He's still on the board. But, I don't know if he's muted his phone. You there, D-Ham?
It's falling back.
No. Okay. All right, Snipe, give us some sports, baby. What's going on in sports?
All right, I'm going to give y'all a topic to talk about. You know, we send all these kids off to college. Now, my question is, should college players get paid to play the game?
Well,
should college
players
get paid?
Do college players get paid to play the game? I think they get paid in perks. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might not get paid by the school, but the coach might slide them some. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because now you got to think about it. These boys is in college. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't got no job, you know what I'm saying? They got to get a job, you know what I'm saying, to make ends meet while they in college. And a good basketball player, you know what I'm saying, who gets out there, gets in the game, does what he's supposed to do, you know what I'm saying, he deserved that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, in most cases, it's always the coaches coming out of their pocket. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not the school. It's the coaches. So, yeah, I agree.
Okay. All right. Who up next? Snipe, who you want next?
It don't even matter.
Okay, Ms. Mack, should they get paid?
I mean, technically, I guess they already getting paid. I mean, if you're on scholarship, mm-hmm. technically you are getting mm-hmm. paid to play. I mean, you're getting your schooling paid for it. My issue is not really with that. It's more so with the selling of the merchandise. Because, you know, the, mm-hmm. the way they get away with being able to sell, you know, jerseys and stuff is by not having their name on the back. So, of course, they're not going to profit off of that. But I do right. kind of... I'm kind of riding the line of whether or not they should maybe get a portion of that, you know, regardless, because you still are using them to sell the merchandise. It may not be their name, but it's their number. And if you follow college sports and that's your favorite player, you know that you know what their number is. So, you know, I'm kind of riding the line on that. But to me, shit, they already getting paid.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Okay. That's what's up.
All right, let's see who else we got. Sergeant Rock.
I mean, you know, like I said, yeah, like I said, you know what I'm saying? You know, 9 times out of 10, it's the coaches coming out of their pocket, not the mm-hmm. school. You know what I'm saying? The school is not paying the kids shit. You know what I'm saying? The schools are not paying them kids shit because those kids got to pay to go to school. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, like I said, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know what I'm saying, the coaches come out of their pockets and help them boys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Wow. All right, Lynette, you think they should get paid?
Do I think they should get paid?
Yeah, college.
they really should, but, you know, they work hard at what they do, so... But I agree with them. They only getting the perks and the luxuries through the coaches. Mm-hmm. They're not getting it from the schools. Scholarships, right. maybe if it's a plus, but, yeah, they should get paid, though, because
okay.
they're using them, you know, to profit.
Okay. That's what's up.
Okay, Big Poppy, should they get paid?
Let me tell you, they should get paid. Because all that coach coming out of his pocket is far from the truth. The coach get paid from the same people who making the real money. That's go higher up with the school itself. Do you know how much money they get off on with TV money, with merchandise money? And they pump these kids out there, do special appearances. They show up for fucking parties, for donations to the school. They bring them out there and they prance them around like, yo, he's going to the school. Our school going to be winning this year, and there's another donation. They make billions off these kids. Some regular small mm-hmm. schools make millions. The bigger school make billions between TV mm-hmm. money and merchandise. And if a kid go and sign an autograph somewhere, he get in trouble. And he violated some stupid rule. He ain't allowed to get
right.
nothing. I understand
and
they pay for your education, but that education they serve you, believe me, they make it the minute you sign that letter of intent and they do the big old press conference and they slap that hat on your head, you already paid for that daggone your scholarship. Done. Already paid for. Already
right.
paid
okay.
for. The minute you
right,
say you're going
now-
to Alabama, the minute you go into USC, any one of these schools you pay for. So, yes, these kids should be getting paid because, believe me when I tell you, the money they're making off these kids playing school, the money they're getting from them every time they play a game, that's TV money and endorsements or whatever they get on the school commercials. That's not counting what they make from the school when you go up to show up and pay and play the game or concessions or nothing. They ain't even counting that. That's little church money compared to them, compared to how much they really making off of you. So hell yeah, they should get paid because a lot
okay.
of you don't
okay.
get to the NFL, you know, or the NBA nowhere.
Right.
They should get a little.
Right.
They should at least give them a. They should,
real.
They should at least cut them. At least make sure you got me when I'm leaving school. Say here, kid. Here's 250 G's to start you off right. As a matter of fact, bump it. How about 100 G's in your pocket? Good. No matter what happened, you started off life with 100 G's in your pocket.
Right.
Right on.
Period.
Okay,
that's
you guys,
all.
We are down to like seconds for the show to be over. I want to get a chance to tell our special guest, thank you so much for coming over here to Real Talk Roundtable. Feel free to come back anytime and guest co-host with us. We really enjoyed you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for stopping. And
all right.
Everybody, we're going
thank
to start
you for having
the board and go out. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Come back. Come back.
I will.
Thank you.
Ms. Neck, yes, tell everybody how they can find you, follow you, get a hold of you.
You can find me on everything besides Facebook at Ms. Neck. M-I-Z-Z-N-A-K.
Well, damn.
Okay. That's what's up. Snipe, how can I get a hold of you?
You can find me on that Instagram at Snipe on the Beat. You know what I'm saying? Check that out. Or Facebook, Sid Butler. Make sure you got the snipe in there with the parentheses, all right?
Hey.
Okay, God, hey, Rue, are you available tonight?
Hey, you can't find me, man, but for a small fee, I can tell y'all how y'all can find this Mac on Facebook.
I like that.
Cash App brother.
Now
PayPal is Vimo.
You know what? I cannot.
Hey, this your boy DJ Sergeant Rock. You know what I'm saying? Represent the underground, 7,000 feet. You know what I'm saying? You're under dig, and you can find me at Facebook at Anthony Space DJ Sergeant Rock Space Hale H-A-L-E, and you can find me on Instagram DJ Sergeant Rock _ workshop. And y'all get ready, because the sexiest mixtape ever is here, and I'm talking about is jamming, and it's coming soon, so y'all stay tuned, you know what I'm saying, to tapesauce.com.
Okay.
Trio.
Okay. Okay, Big Poppy and Lynette, I know you both have pages on Facebook. Do you want to throw your pages out there, let everybody know how they can come in and join your group,
well,
if you want to or not? It's up to you guys.
Oh, just hit me up and say, you know, Hassan Bradley, you know, or Hassan Red, my other page, and just say, what's up? I'd like to join your group, or just speak and just say hello or whatever. I mean, I'm all
okay.
For topics, you know what I'm saying? It's better than just showing pictures. It's always good to cover topics and what we live and what we go through in every day. So hit me up anytime.
Okay.
Hotline Bradley or Hotline Red.
Okay. You can find me.
Lynette?
You can find me under my name, basically, Lynette Brown. I'm all over the place pretty much, too. We do different Bobby topics
booty.
As well. So I'm also at Lynette Brown, LynetteBrownInstagram.com.
Okay.
Brown ass.
Okay, listen. You guys can find me
ass.
At Sweetie Bird, BYRD334. And you guys, thank you so much for joining us for Real Talk Roundtable. We'll see you next week. We are out of here, baby.
Thank you.
Hey, Trill.
Hi.
Be out of here.
See you.
Trill.